When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, that's right. Best show, back again. Another Tuesday night extravaganza. The phone number, 201-332-3484, otherwise known as Dead Hug. 201-DEAD-HUG. And tonight we're talking all about the dead. So let's talk. Who's excited about this new... They just found some new Mickey Kreutzmann outtakes from around the time of Go to Heaven. His alternate drum tracks for Alabama Getaway. We'll go deeper into that tonight. And no! Never! Not doing it. Grateful Dead suck. Best show don't suck. It's as simple as that. Wrap your heads around that, clowns. We're going to have an exciting show for you tonight. So sit back, relax. Crack open a fine vintage of wine, right?
What?
Stupid Minions keyboard playing by itself. Tell ya. Unless there's a ghost of a... I got this cheapo Minions keyboard. I bought it at Toys R Us. I'm a little worried. Either that thing's a pile of trash and just plays randomly, or there's the ghost of a Minion in here. Did one of those Minions die? A lot of people died over 4th of July weekend. What if a Minion got blown up by a firework? Now his ghost is haunting this place. His ghoul. What's the difference between a ghost and a ghoul anyway? Right? Is a ghoul the ghost of a bad person? Is that like a bad ghost? Is a ghoul? Think about it. Ghost? Because a ghost can just be like, I really wasn't looking to haunt this thing either. This isn't my idea, pal. Some of these ghosts have to just be like, look, dude, I didn't want this either. This isn't my dream come true. I wasn't looking to be a ghost. I was kind of hoping for the reincarnation plan. I don't know why I'm making the ghost sound like, not like Woody Allen. More like some whiny guy from a sitcom. I don't know. But a ghoul would be there's no bad ghost. There's only so Casper the Friendly Ghost is just Casper the Ghost. Because if he wasn't friendly, he'd just be Casper the Ghoul. If you got any insight into this, no joke, call up. And I only want to talk about male ghosts. Let's not turn this into a thing where suddenly we talk. Because this thing, this Ghostbusters, this Slimer's a woman now. Did you hear about this? Slimer's a woman. In this new Ghostbusters movie, where's she wearing a bra and everything? She's wearing a bra. I'm watching the thing getting ready to enjoy this Ghostbusters trailer for this thing. And then Slimer shows up and I start getting super excited because I love Slimer. Slimer's wearing a bra. How? Is that real? Who asked for that? Slimer's wearing a bra. Best show. That did not work. Best show. That worked. That's how it's supposed to sound. The music of Mr. and Mrs. Paycheck doing the best show opening theme. And the best show begins in 3, 2, 1. Best show. We heard a couple songs, and now we're back, ready to bring you the greatest radio program you've ever heard in your life. We are down one soldier tonight, and I use soldier very loosely because this is not an actual combat situation. We'll be joined later by Pat will be in later. Tonight it's AP Mike and Dudio holding it down. How you doing, Mike? Good. And the best thing about when it's AP Mike and Dudio, those two don't like each other. And Pat's usually the peacemaker. So now out there, I'm sure out there it's like the Gore Vidal and William Buckley, two titans of whatever those guys were titans of. It's amazing those guys like that thought they were leaving some amazing legacy to the world, like they, in terms of what they were building with their going at each other, arguing. Meanwhile, all they did was like make the world safe for like Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless. That's all they did, was pave the way for Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith to scream at each other and anyone else about the value of Aaron Rodgers on the Green Bay Packers. I've just been told the pizza that we ordered is here. Hopefully this doesn't go like it usually does every week. Tom, hey, let's order a pizza. Wouldn't that be fun? Them. Everyone else. Yeah, sure. Okay, if you want it. I end up doing the show for 3 hours. I come out, open the pizza box, a mangled pie, whatever's left. These ravens swoop down and eat the pizza. Like they're flying over the highway looking for carrion. And I come out, maybe a crust, a stray mushroom. Snack bags open. That's the other thing. There's these guys. And look, I love these guys. Dudio, I love them. AP Mike, love them. Pat Byrne, love them. I bet you they're not leaving that snack bag open at their house, though. That sealed snack bag. This is this bag I reached in to eat some of these, like, pop chips or whatever. These things were as stale, you'd think you were in a... an abandoned 7-Eleven. These things were so stale. Tighten it up out there, guys. The bags have seals on them for a reason. But I love them. I love them. And AP Mike's got these shirts for sale now. AP Mike's selling his shirts. APMike.bandcamp.com. These Masses Tavern shirts. They're flying out like hotcakes. He's fully stocked. He's mailing them out. They're going out pretty consistently, right? Yeah, he's getting out about 50 a day. So he's if you place an order, it's on its way. He's catching up. But get your order in now because they are still selling pretty fast. So go to apmike.bandcamp.com. And then Dudio. Yeah, I know he didn't want me to mention this on the air. He was like, you think there's any chance of a Slaw Dog shirt? I'm like, man, we can see. I don't know. Is there a market for a Slaw Dog shirt? Maybe. Maybe we'll do a Slaw Dog shirt. What do you think? What would be on it? Sloth from Goonies? What if it's Sloth from Goonies playing high school football? That's what it would have to be. Somebody would have to draw Sloth from Goonies playing football. Like as if it's like a football card. And he's like on the defensive line there, right? In that pose on football card. And football cards. Can we just... Really? Who's collecting football cards?
I got a Troy Aikman rookie.
Really? Okay, wow. What's that worth? 5 cents? Does anybody want it? Like,
hey, how much for that, Keyshaw Johnson, from his second year with the Jets?
Nobody cares. Football cards. That's the mark of a... If anybody ever tells you they're into football cards, man, run. Run! If they say they want to... If anybody says, hey, why don't you come back to my place? I want to show you my football card collection. Nope. Unless you're content with today being your last day on Earth, run!
Hey, you want to see my football cards? Got a pretty great collection of football cards. You should check out I got a Peyton Manning rookie card. So Fleer. A Peyton Manning Fleer rookie card. Donruss, I got a Donruss Ben Roethlisberger rookie. You want to check it out?
Then you actually go back and he's like,
yeah, so we got the football card, but first I just want to show you my this torture chamber I built. Why don't we go in here first? So this torture lair?
The music we heard. What was it you say? Well, I'll tell you. It's what we call a Texas 2 for Tuesday. Back announcing, of course, starting with the last song first, Sweet Spirit from their amazing album, Kokomo. Love it so much. We heard. Stop Tripping What a great album. Now, look, you've heard me play Giant Dog a bunch, and then now I'm playing Sweet Spirit. It's the two people from a Giant Dog are also in the two people from Sweet Spirit. The album's on 9 Mile Records. So great. And they might come by next week. They might come in the studio. Sabrina and Andrew from Sweet Spirit and a Giant Dog, they might swing by. And we have other big things lined up. Next week's going to be one of those shows look. Next week's one, it's one for everybody. Tonight, this is one for the people who know what's what. It's just me and you, the cool people, right? We're doing it. The cools. And starting us off, also from Texas, OBN3s. Boy, they're so good. The name of the song is You Can Let Me Down Now. And that's from their album, Worth a Lot of Money, which came out on 12XU, I believe, last year. Oh, so good. What a great album. What a great band. 12XU is also a great label. Check it out. Can you throw the air back on? So tonight, what we will be doing through the show, we'll be talking about how this is the beginning of July. It's the beginning of the second half of 2016 already. How about that? Isn't that unbelievable? That's where we already find ourselves. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about the second. We'll talk about the second half of the year and what you want. What you want out of it, and what you're trying to do, and what went wrong, and what went right. But during the show, when you hear this sound, this sound my emotions I will change my emotions based on emotions that Dudio Jason his name's Jason not Dudio Dudio's the nickname he gave himself and Mike aka AP Mike. They will yell out different emotions that I have to shift into during calls and discussions. So get ready for that, man. Look out. It's going to be a weird one. I want to talk to you, my friends. You like good food with great ingredients, locally sourced. Artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. You like when they supply your food? Well, guess what? Blue Apron is for you. Because what is Blue Apron? Well, guess what? This is what Blue Apron is. It's a service. They bring the food right to your house. You get a box of food. It's got 3 meals in it. Everything is in there. And then you cook it up in your house. All the cooking instructions are in there. Really amazing. These step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients. You can make a meal in about 40 minutes or so. They'll help you customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. You choose delivery options to fit your needs. And if you're going to be away for a week, you tell them don't bring food that week. There's no weekly commitment. You get the deliveries when you want them. It's really good. The food is so great. We've been trying Blue Apron in the Sharpling Manor for the last few weeks. Some truly amazing stuff. You know some of the things available in July? Spinach and basil pesto gnocchi with summer squash, green beans, and fresh mozzarella. Summer vegetable pizza with garlic, lemon, broccolini. and then spiced pork tacos with avocado, pickled onions, and elote-style corn. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron brings you the best stuff. All the ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. So this is what you do, my friends. You go to blueapron.com/bestshow, BESTSHOW. Check out this week's menu, and you get your first three meals free with free shipping. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/bestshow and get it started. Blue Apron, a better way to cook, or Blue Apron. Make your food at home, bruh. I will also tell you, the best show listener, about mattresses. Mattresses! Or mattresses. It ain't easy, man. Sleeping's hard. I'm not a good sleeper. And so much of it comes down to the bed and the mattress. That's why I got Casper mattresses. That's a sleep brand that creates one perfect mattress they sell directly to consumers. And that award-winning sleep surface, it was developed in-house. It has a sleek design, and it's delivered in a small, how did they do that, sized box. Thousands of hours were spent by the in-house engineers developing the Casper mattress, combining springy latex and supportive memory foams for a sleep surface that's got just the right sink and just the right bounce. Plus, its breathable design sleeps cool. You'll get it. We're cool. They're cool. The mattress is cool. To help you regulate your temperature throughout the night. And look, mattresses are expensive. Right? Really expensive stuff. It can cost you well over $1,500, but Casper costs $500 for a twin size mattress, $600 for a twin XL, $750 for a full, $850 for a queen, and $950 for a king. Completely risk free. They offer free delivery and free returns with a 100-night home trial. If you don't love your Casper mattress, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Casper understands the importance of sleeping on a mattress before you commit, and you don't have to go to a mattress store and lay there and try to pretend you're at home. Everybody's staring at you? No. This is what you do. You get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/bestshow and using offer code BESTSHOW. $50 toward any mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. Casper mattresses. Time to go to bed, bro. Where'd my bed music go? That's not it. That's bowling alley music. That's fine. That's good bed music, right? Does that work for the show? Lane 8,
your French fries are ready at the snack bar. Lane 8, your French fries are ready at the snack bar. Lane 12, please get your child off the alley. Lane 12, please get your child off the alley. It's very dangerous.
No! Yes. There we go. Who's good here, Mike? Four? Mike tells me to go to line four. How about that? Best Show, welcome.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the Best Show. To whom am I speaking?
Tom Sharpling. This is Michael Kay from the Cynics. Michael Kay from Pittsburgh.
Michael Kay, the rock star.
Well.
From the band The Cynics.
You say that. I would disagree. I don't think I'm a rock star. I'm maybe a rock person. Maybe I'm just a rock now.
Wow. I saw you roll off the stage one time.
Yeah, well, you know what? You were very impressed by that I was practically almost dead and went into an ambulance and then got back on stage and do a show. But that was the same thing you did, because I remember listening to a show that you did, and I can't remember whether it was appendicitis or kidney stones.
Kidney stones.
But you powered through.
Yeah, kept doing
the entire show.
Yeah.
You were pretty much dead on the floor, but you powered through the show before you would even let them take you to the hospital.
Well, first of all, they didn't take me to the hospital.
Oh,
I did the show, finished it, drove home, then said, I think I need to go to the hospital. So you, though, were on stage playing this venue in Brooklyn, and you were up there doing the song. You're up there singing, Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy, a womp womp a loo bomp a womp bamboo. And then suddenly, it was like you were, you brought the Frasier thing to life, the Kelsey Grammer thing to life. When he fell off the stage, you were him. Have you ever seen that video?
Yeah, I don't think I was doing Tutti Frutti. I think we were doing a ballad as the first song, and during the first verse, I actually fell off the stage onto a concrete floor and cracked my head open. And
what was the ballad you were doing? If I remember the ballad, I think if I remember the ballad correctly, you were probably doing. Girl, I heard you're getting married. This time it's really true. Right, that song? And this is
like
the
that,
end.
Yeah. That was the arrangement.
This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure. And baby. Right? You know that song.
It was the exact same arrangement of that song, but we just stole the arrangement, and I put new lyrics to it, kind of like the Led Zeppelin thing. So we were doing that, and then, yeah, I just took one misstep with those lights and cracked my head open right in front of you on the concrete floor, and you ran away in horror.
Despondent. The emotion is despondent. Oh, no. Because you were there doing the show, and I was just worried you could have gotten killed.
Yeah, but yet I carried on. But we, you know, that's what we do. Whether you have a kidney stone or appendicitis, you got to finish the show, right?
Well, what's the point, really?
Yeah.
When you think about it, we're doing these things. I didn't make any. I was doing a thing on a free radio station that night, and you're doing a thing. You and your whole band drive. You're on tour, going all over the country and all over, and then you get to Brooklyn, you do the big New York show, and then you fall, and
I think that might have been the first show on that tour, even.
And so
and then
the
my shoulder
show?
Was broken for the rest of the tour. But you know why do that's why, I've
know
been,
why
I haven't been
try.
In touch
why
with
we...
you lately, because I've been despondent. That's been my mood lately. I've been this kind of, I've had writer's block. And now I'm finally getting over the writer's block. It's like summer. I'm kind of getting over the writer's block, and I'm like, "Come on, we got to do this again. We can do." That was a year. That was almost exactly a year ago.
But you're only going to get writer's block again,
right? I think that was July 4th a year
ago. Things are going well now, and it's like you're writing a thing, and the music business is harder than ever anyway. So I mean, what's the? When it comes down to it, I mean.
I know.
Does it matter?
Why don't I just eat?
Right?
Why don't I eat? I just want to do the Jim Morrison thing. I just want to stop shaving and just start eating.
Hold on 1 second. What? In love. Because, look, when I see you up there, though, when you're doing the show, it's just such a... It's really just so amazing because you're just... you have a thing, Michael, that not many people have when they're doing it. Holding a stage is such a hard thing, and you're up there, and you look cool, and you're wearing your cool rock clothes. You got your long hair, and you're singing the songs. You're just owning that stage. I got to say, I'm just so – it's such a sight to see when you're just – really bringing it, and it's I know the word rock star, I was saying it earlier, but I kind of mean it in terms of the way you're just so, you have it, which is a thing that most people don't have, and people don't have that charisma and stage. Like, I know I love watching you do it. It's amazing.
But now you're just embarrassing
when you're up
me.
There.
All I have left now is my hair. I think I'm losing the will, though. I'm losing the will. You got to ring that bell and give me a different mood, because I'm losing the will to do it. It's been a year mm-hmm. since that happened, and now I'm starting to get the kind of writer's
bitter.
Block over, and we got to start doing a new record and stuff, and I'm like, oh, geez. But what, like you said, but why?
Well, you know what it comes down to for me? It's just like, every one of these other people get their record deals, and everything just goes their way,
mm-hmm.
and they just get signed, and they're on just some clear path to success, and it's a one success after another.
Mm-hmm.
And then meanwhile, I'm sitting here just trying to do my thing, and it's I'm just banging my head against the wall. Does anybody even care?
Oh, believe me, I know. I've been with you. I've been with you since almost the beginning, early on the FMU days, if I'm allowed to mention that.
Yeah, but what am I doing with this? It's just like...
You're doing great. You're doing great. You got, the mattresses sponsoring you.
Mattress. Thank you to the mattress company, yes. But in the big picture, you got these other people just cleaning up, not without even breaking a sweat. I'm pounding my head against the wall trying to get this thing going, and we're a year and a half in, and I don't even know if we're anywhere near. I just can't say. It makes me sick when I see these other people.
Okay, there's the bell. Here's the mood.
Giddy.
Let me add this. I saw Pere Ubu in Pittsburgh the other
really?
Night.
Really?
Yes. It's too late to promote their tour because I think they already ended it in Ohio the other night, and they already played in Manhattan. I saw Pere Ubu in Pittsburgh
uh-huh.
2 days ago. It was the most amazing thing. They did. It was Dave Thomas and maybe one other original member and this great bass player. But they played everything from the first two records and most stuff from the third record, Otter Walking.
That is unbelievable. That is so great.
All the hits. I just could not believe how transcendental and amazing and how good it sounded. Because, you know, you want to hear the hits, right?
Of course. Look, Pere Ubu, when you think about Pere Ubu, that's one of the most pioneering bands that's ever happened. And it's kind of so exciting that they're still out there doing it. When you think about it, they're playing songs that have influenced so much of music, and maybe they didn't get they get their just due, and but they have gone through so many chapters and cycles, and they're still out there doing it. I find it to be just wildly inspiring that they're keeping that music alive that they made and pioneered the world with.
Well, I can't believe when I was a kid, we would just at the drop of a hat just drive to Cleveland and go see them. Any weekend.
Oh my God.
Or in Kent,
what?
Or in Cleveland. And
what's the earliest show you saw them do?
I see a band in Cleveland. But they came here, and Dave Thomas has slimmed down. They did all the hits. They did everything you'd want to hear from the first two records and the third record.
What's the earliest Pere Ubu show you saw, Michael K?
I think the first time I saw Pere Ubu might have been like 1979 or 80 at the Pop Shop in Cleveland. When they had the it was downstairs. It was downstairs at the Pop Shop in Cleveland, and a bunch of friends of mine. We took my dad's Ford LTD. It was a gold Ford LTD, and we drove it down to Cleveland. The first thing he said, "Whatever you do, do not get in an accident with this car." And I'm going to back it out. I'm going to back it out of the garage. So he backed it out of the garage and totally backed it into my friend's car. We're like, okay, we're taking the board out.
And the thing about stuff like that is that it happened and it seemed like the end of the world at that point. But now it's just a funny story.
Oh, it was so amazing.
It was just, we're so lucky to have these funny stories when you think about it in the big picture. The things that were bad turn into just funny stories with the passage of time.
Well, it was funny even then because my dad was like, oh, my God, I just told these kids not to wreck the car, and I just backed it into their car. So, but it was, I mean, you know, the things that we did, you can't even imagine. I don't think kids, do you think, I don't want to be one of those old fogies and say, do you think really kids are like, appreciate things now like we did.
But I think they just appreciate things differently in their own way. Kids are kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't be an old fogey.
Oh, I sent a bad tweet and someone got mad at me.
Well, and that's just like you.
Dad backed into your friend's car.
Well, that's going on too. You just aren't hearing about it because you're not hanging out with high school kids.
Okay, yeah. Well, actually, I kind of am, but that's another story.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Michael K. I appreciate it. You have a great night.
Hey, Tom.
Okay. Hey, Dudio, can you come in here for a second? Can you take, here's how I would like to do this.
Okay.
Can you take a mic out there? Can you roll a mic out there to where you say, I'll ring the, when you hear the bell ring, I will pot up a certain channel.
Yep.
Which channel, which channel is that?
Let's find out which one it is.
Okay, there it is. Number four.
Four.
So I'll ring the bell.
Okay.
And then that'll go up. And then you guys say the name of the, you say the emotion into it. Okay. Because what we're doing is when the bell rings, my emotions, I have to assume the emotion that they will say into the mic, that Dudio and Mike will scream into the microphone. In the meantime, as we're setting that microphone up, let me tell you about Squarespace. Squarespace, what is it? Well, you listen to me. When it's time to build that website, that whether you need a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, an online store, or just a landing page, all of that is included in with your Squarespace website. It's easy. Getting that website going with Squarespace is a simple, intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the mere click of a mouse. Look, I don't know what I'm doing. I've tried to build websites and do things online. I'm terrible at it. I just ruined everything for everybody. But Squarespace makes it a piece of cake. And you also can get a free custom domain. Simple. You sign up for a year, you'll receive a custom domain for free for a year. That's what Squarespace does for you. Get those templates. Customer support, 24/7 customer support online. Every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of the team is always online ready to assist you. Really, Squarespace is a pretty amazing there. That's they got hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners around the world using it already. You get all the tools you need to track inventory, process orders, and send custom emails in one intuitive interface. Squarespace Commerce allows you to control every aspect of your business. So you want that? You want to get your dream out there, the thing you're passionate about? You want to put it out to the world? Well, this is what you do. You go to squarespace.com and enter offer code BESTSHOW to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace.com, enter offer code BESTSHOW to get 10% off your first purchase. Tagline, only use if you really feel like the ad needs a tagline. This is definitely not required. Squarespace, set your website apart. No, we know what their thing is, right? Squarespace. Build your website, bruh. That's what's catching on. Squarespace. Build your website, bruh. I want pizza. I got pizza out there. I ain't gonna eat it on mic because I ain't no animule. I'm gonna play a quick record by Islands, and then we will hear all sorts of stuff. What?
We're set up.
We're set up. Okay, cool. Okay, great. Thank you. I tell you, man, if I don't make these Slaw Dog shirts, I'll never hear the end of it. So what do you think, Slaw? You think that'd be a good shirt, a Slaw Dog shirt? I don't know, Jason. Maybe. Because yeah, everybody likes Mike's shirt. I think they'd like a Slaw Dog shirt even more. Okay, we'll find out. Go get. He's got to get an artist, I guess. Got to get somebody to draw a picture of Sloth playing football. Like a football card of Sloth. I guess that's what that would be, right? Let's listen to one of my favorite bands. Islands, from their album. They put two albums out back in May, Should I Remain Here at Sea and Taste. We're going to hear one of my favorite songs from the album, Should I Remain Here at Sea, called Back to It. And then we will get back to... Ugh.
The songs we used to sing, we haven't sung them in so long. I'll sing one with you now.
All right. Pizza, I got out there before those crows got to the pizza. There's one crow goes, yeah, yeah. That's what AP Mike sounds like, it's a crow. Yeah, yeah. They're all right. These guys are all right. Why am I putting them through the ringer like this? They deserve better than this show. Wait, nobody rang the bell. Why am I being so sentimental? You can put sentimental on the list. Islands. Back to It from the album Should I Remain Here at Sea? Can't go wrong with Nick Thorburn. And the rest of the guys. Sorry, rest of the guys. That's a cool band, man. Yeah. Yes, hold on. Ho, ho, ho. Well, hold on one second, my friends. I'm giving a number here. Hold on, what is it? Let's go back to the phones. Who's good here, Mike? Best show.
Hey, Tom, what's up? Bob 33, or Avalanche Boss, or whatever you want to call me. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. This is,
yeah, Tom,
for people who don't know, the guy on the line right now is a New York personality. He's a musician. You've been in New York City making music for a long time, right?
Yeah, man, that's right, yep.
And his name is Avalanche Bob, and he has pioneered a certain kind of music, which is called what now?
Snowboarding, rock and roll, yodeling, punk, snowboarding, rock and roll, baby.
Now, what's going on with you, Avalanche Bob?
Okay, we just finished our album. We're finishing it up now, getting the tracks and the music on. documentary going around about my life. It's been in the, we had a show in New York City at I think
Madison Square. Where?
And it was a show about I showed my movie there, and we're going to have another showing in my church in August, and we're going to have the band there, and we're going to have a really great time. And I got so many things going on. It's a really great time.
It's very exciting. So what do you got for us, buddy?
Tom, yesterday I was watching the Heroes, our Blue Heroes, the police department and
Blue Man
Tony
Group.
Allen was there. They were doing a fantastic job. Tom,
the Blue Man Group.
I was inspired to write
the Blue Man Group.
The Red and Blue Heroes.
The Red and Blue. Wait, there's a Red and Blue Man Group now?
Nope. The police and the fire department.
But the police are not. They don't do that Blue Man Group thing. Aren't policemen up there, are they?
No, I'm saying they were doing such a fantastic job, I was inspired to write a song about them and the firemen.
But do you know the Blue Man Group? Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah, sure, I know about the Blue Man
Group. Those are cops, you're saying?
No, I was inspired. I'm inspired now to write a song about the police and the fire department. I call it the Red and Blue Superheroes.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. Superheroes in red and blue, police and firemen, we love you. Superheroes in red and blue, superheroes, we love you. Who walks into a burning building to save a little child in bed? A Superman in red, that's what I said. Who takes a man down with a knife at somebody's throat? The man for hero in blue. Man, that's no joke. Yeah, superheroes in red and blue. Police and firemen, we love you. Yeah, superheroes in
red
and blue.
Police and firemen, we love you.
Pop the daddy, need to pump the yeah. Don't get that, don't day. Yeah, shake from the hole. You burning guy.
Burning guy.
Who's there flying high in the sky? Keeping an eye on you and I. I'll tell you it's true. A superhero in blue. Superheroes in red and blue. Wow! Police and firemen. Woo! We salute you. And if Superman was real, he'd love you too.
I love that song.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, nobody ever wrote a song for these guys, Tom. And I think it's about time.
They did.
Such a wonderful job. God bless them.
I've written a song. Well, I know NWA did.
You liked it, Tom?
I did. But I've written a song for, it's called Our Boys in Blue, How Do You Do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Sure.
I did it because I used to be a folk singer, right? I did a little, I did some folk singing for a while. So let me just, tune up. Me, right? Right?
Yeah.
And here we go. Maybe you do a little bit of your Avalanche Bob, that thing underneath it. At point.
Yeah,
but just wait. Just wait to do it though. Let me sing a little bit of my song, and then you do
right,
it. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Right.
Once there was a city called New York City, filled with lots of dirt bags, but we had these heroes. They would arrest the villains every night. Go ahead, do it now. Go. Avalanche Bob, go.
Yeah, we had these heroes.
No, just do this.
In the world.
Just do the sound.
We had these heroes.
Would you just go?
We had these heroes.
Hey.
Red and blue. Tom, you salute them too.
No, just go. Look, you're ruining my song. No offense. I wanted you to just go. Just do that.
Oh, okay. You want me to do
that? Yeah, let me finish. Once there was a fireman went in buildings when they were burning. Keep going.
And the buildings torched down, they would save everyone's life without fear. They used to call them firemen, but we call them heroes.
That's the way to go. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Avalanche Bob. You have a grand evening. Well, that's one for the ages. No one will ever hear that again. That's one of those monkeys typing, right? You know? What were they typing? Shakespeare or something? Mike's telling me to go to the hotline. Mike's telling me to disregard these regular slobs calling the show. Who are just Mike said this, the person on the hotline will dwarf these no names and these losers and half-wits, that we have an actual legitimate famous person on the line. And I said to him, who could this be? I got to hear who Mike's idea of a famous person is. The mystery caller, to whom am I speaking?
Well, hi, Tom. This is John Hodgman calling.
Oh, my goodness. It's John Hodgman. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I don't think there's ever been a better description of me than Mike's idea of a famous caller.
Than Mike's idea of a famous caller?
That's right.
Well, Mike, look. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just going to repeat the same words.
Look, we'll get our thing down, buddy. We're getting the back and the forth. It's like Nichols and May. We just did it again. Nichols and May step on each other once in a while.
That's right.
How are you?
I'm calling you from a remote location in the northern part of the state of Maine.
The northern parts of Maine.
That's right. And I feel as though we are speaking through a long plastic tube or some tin can connected by a lower intestinal tract. Like our connection is not very great.
No, it's not a great connection tonight.
And is there something I'm doing wrong? That's all I.
I think it might have to do with location. Is those location factor into this at all?
I feel like you are speaking to me from another room, and I am in a chamber at the bottom of a pool. But I enjoy hearing your voice very much.
You're like a chamber. Houdini. Yeah. That's who I was trying to think of. Houdini.
I'm bound with chains at the bottom of a milk can.
When they did that thing with Houdini.
Yeah.
So, did he really just, he was just like, man, it's me, Houdini. Like, is that how Houdini talked, I'm assuming, back then?
Yeah, of course.
Probably just
Houdini.
It's me, Houdini. You want to watch me?
I'm a famous gangster, Houdini.
I'm going to drop myself in a tank, see? And then some guy just comes up and, like, punches him in the stomach?
Over and over again.
My name's Houdini, and I can tell you I can take any bull!
There's no way I can die. You put me in a milk can underwater, tie me to a horse, set me on fire. It doesn't matter. I'm Houdini. Smart guy. How about some repeated punches to the stomach? I'm dead.
Yes, the mat.
You know what? That's the hip hop opera. Forget about Hamilton.
Houdini. Look, when that thing goes under, which it's going to as soon as that dude leaves.
No.
That thing will be that theater will be empty by Halloween. That'll be a Halloween store.
Oh, Tom, you're hurting me physically. It's like you're punching me in the stomach, Houdini style.
You know
how close I am to Hamilton.
I'm going
to
call it right now.
All right.
What's the name of the theater that's at?
The Richard Rogers Houdini Theater.
By Halloween, that will be a Halloween store. Selling costumes.
It's going to be a pop-up?
Yeah, it's going to be a pop-up Halloween store. Once that dude leaves that show, it's going to be, they'll have Hamilton merchandise still there.
Sure.
And they'll probably have some of the baseballs that Billy Crystal signed for 700 summers. or whatever it was. What if it was 700 summers and it turned out he was like some weird...
he's an immortal.
Yeah, I only spent 700 summers with my pop. Like, 700?
Right. Yeah.
And then he's like, what? I meant Sundays. Like, he realizes he gave away too much. I meant Sundays.
It would explain a lot about if we learned that he was an immortal, not for us at this point.
Or if he's,
so you're saying...
What if his father is Uatu? What if his father is Uatu?
Uatu. You know my son, Nosferatu.
Yeah. It's me, Uatu. My son is Nosferatu.
Yeah. That means that in our ancient moon man language, that means the watch. These are some deep cuts, by the way. But let me just specify. You're saying that by All Hallows Eve of this year, the Richard Rodgers Houdini Theater will be a pop-up Halloween shop selling Hamilton merchandise.
Selling Donald Trump masks.
Donald Trump masks.
Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton masks.
Right. Sexy John Hodgman costumes.
Sexy John Hodgman costumes. Super sexy right. John Hodgman costumes in the back. Sure. They sell them in the back. You have to go through the saloon doors to get those.
And then 1,000 plastic spiders for $5.
And
remote control rat.
Yeah. And whatever remaining Hamilton merch they didn't sell through after the main dude left the show and then that other dude took over for him.
The main dude. Say his real name, Tom. Lin-Manuel main dude.
Yes. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Mermaid dude.
Yes.
You know I'm devoted to that show, Tom.
Yeah, I know. Look.
That's why. You know how to hurt us.
Look.
And that's why I come back for more.
But it's not exactly like you're like, ooh, low blow, saying something bad about Hamilton. I think Hamilton can take it. I think you and your Hamilton crew can take somebody throwing a pebble at you.
You're making a reference, of course, to what George Washington says to Hamilton, show Hamilton. My name's been through a lot, I can take it. We were doing a Hamilton quote right then.
Look,
you didn't even know.
I didn't even see this thing. I can't get tickets. I thought I could get tickets. This is what happened. I tried to get tickets. I went in that crowd where everybody waits for free, right?
Sure.
That didn't work. Admittedly, I showed up 10 minutes before showtime.
You know what? That probably worked.
Second thing I tried to do, walk in backwards.
Yeah.
That didn't work. Third way I tried to get in, I put on a powdered wig and tried... Me and a friend tried to carry in like a sheet of glass as if we were like working on the show.
Here's how you do it. You grow a little goatee and then you go up to and you say, "Hi, my name's Tom Sharp."
Yeah.
And I'm the new Hamilton. And I was invited to watch the show Start Burning My Body.
Yes.
And it confused them so much they was like, "Good."
Is there anything I can do to improve this connection, John? Anything? You're cutting out a little bit. If there's not, I'm cool with it. I can figure it out. It's like it's a little bit like a Mad Lib.
Here's what happened. I called up.
Mm-hmm.
I got a very clear connection to Mike.
Yeah.
I said, "Is this Mike?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Mike, it's me, John Hot. We haven't talked for so long." And he said, "Uh-huh, so Tom." Yeah. And then I was on hold for honestly, it was about 90 minutes.
Yeah, there you go, that Mike.
And I had the perfect connection with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And then he puts me into this weird echo view.
Then it conks out. Yeah.
And I'm willing to let it go with Mike. I haven't called Luggage Creepy for some time.
Yeah, you should
but
see.
Clearly, he's sabotaged the call.
I'm going to say this, John. You wait till you get a load of where he's at in 2016, this guy. You're going to wish we could go back to the thing where creepy luggage was the biggest concern.
I know. That's old news now, you're saying.
You're going to beg It's just like pre-9/11 thing. You wish you could go back to where you're complaining about at the getting somebody at the airport sticking pamphlets in your face, which never happened anywhere, I don't think.
No.
Ever. That was just a conceit that maybe it happened one day.
Of the Zuckerbergs, right?
Yeah. There was one day where it happened. The Zucker brothers were flying that day. And then they never forgot that, nor did they ever look further to realize it wasn't an actual ongoing thing to have Hare Krishnas dancing at the airport with the...
We're going to... Remember that one time that Hare Krishna bothered us at the airport? We're going to turn this thing on its nose.
Yeah.
We're going to totally expose this thing. And I know exactly how we're going to do it. Get Joe Isuzu in here. He's going to be Hare Krishna. No one will ever forget that guy.
No. Well, we did it. We did it.
Now, why am I hearing echoes of echoes?
I don't know. You know, hey, Dudio, in all seriousness, can you just check to make sure there's nothing looping on the board? Somebody, because last week...
there should be? All right.
A caller last week said on the line that they could hear the bed playing, even though I had it potted down, playing through the show. Is that any better, John?
You sound great. I still hear an echo of my own voice.
An echo of your own voice. That might just be... That just might be, yeah. That might just be the price we pay for this... Wi-Fi world we're living in.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm bringing the quality of it down.
No, you're not. Look, you more than make up for it with the quality of the words you say, John Hodgman.
I do say some good words.
Yeah. So what's going on? What are you doing? You're on vacation now.
Yes. I wrapped up a certain amount of work, and then I rejoined my family, who have moved here to the dark, cold place known as Maine, the Mordor of New England.
Yes, they're in.
And I've been here. I've been here for 48 hours,
mm-hmm.
and I have been thoroughly beaten up by the landscape.
Thoroughly the what by the landscape?
Beaten up.
Eaten up. Yeah. Look, I got bit so badly the other night by mosquitoes, I almost didn't do the show tonight. My hands are just swollen from it. I got bad reactions, man. I got to figure something out with that.
You're saying you got the Zika?
I think I might have the Zika thing, yeah. I might have it.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, I've always been an early adopter. You know that.
Sure.
I've always tried to just get in on, you know, like...
Virus you hear of, you want to get it as soon as possible.
Yeah, either I'm waiting outside the Apple store... Or I'm waiting in the woods, covering myself in Crisco.
I'm not allowed near the Apple stores anymore.
Not anymore. You got bounced.
Yeah, they didn't like me hanging around outside, wearing a suit, glasses, claiming to be PC and charging $25.
But you know what I'll say? At least you're not like that other Fink. That can you hear me now, Fink? That bum who now like jumped phone companies.
Yeah, now he's Sprint.
Yeah, he's got these things. Hey, you remember me? I used to do what, Verizon or something? Now I work for Sprint. You ingrate. You bum. Oh,
when
man.
When I heard that news, Tom, I had to say the bottom dropped out of my stomach.
Uh huh.
I was so upset for like a full day because that guy worked for Verizon longer than I worked for Apple.
Yeah.
He almost got a full decade out of that.
Mm-hmm. So,
and so identified with that thing.
Yeah.
And then Sprint called him up and said, we want you to do the same thing again for us.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was, why not me?
All you could think was, Do I email Dell? Is this how this works?
Yes.
Do I like?
Yes. How could I be more obvious? But I am in wardrobe and ready to go.
You're just like
Commodore 64 is my dream job.
Yeah. Suddenly you're like, hello, everybody. Remember me? I used to be in some other things, but now I'm in this new thing here because the other one stopped writing checks, and these people started writing them.
I am so ready to get right back to that advertised slot. Oh, my goodness.
Look,
and what are they making now? What kind of computers do they make now? Yeah.
Can I do it? You'll be like, what's Android? Android's a thing, right? Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do Android now. What is that, Samsung?
Right, exactly. What I would say to them is, look, whatever your new technology is, your app, your thing, I am a 45-year-old, weird-looking white man, the father of, I am ready to connect with your audience. Everyone wants to hear what I have.
I do. I would. If you were back on the thing, and look, to be fair, Justin Long's not coming. Well, that ship has sailed. We'll get you with, maybe we'll put you in with, I don't know who.
I want to hear this. Why not Justin Long?
He's got a TV show or something, right?
I bet you I can.
We get him back in the white room?
Yeah.
Right?
It would be like when the Pets.com Michael Ian Black stock puppet started doing daytime ads cheap car insurance.
Yes. Yeah. There was those when Pets.com had that dog puppet, and then suddenly that Pets.com went under, and I guess when they're liquidating Pets.com, one of the things they could sell for like $3,500 was the right to use the same puppet for other products.
Right.
And suddenly that puppet's going like, so would you want to do a reverse mortgage on your house? It really works pretty well if you're old and then you cover yourself. You just, like the dog's just selling anything.
Yeah.
Like,
hi, I'm a Mac and I'm a PC, and we're here talking about Wolfgang Puck's new pressure cooker. That's perfect.
That would be, if it's you and Justin Long, and then you're hawking Sofia Vergara's new high-tech coffee maker, which...
Gabe Wayne.
That's, and you know what it's called, the coffee maker?
Oh.
It's called Oi Manny. Because she's always saying, Oi Manny, on the show.
That's her pod coffee maker, like her K-cup coffee maker?
It is. It's called the Oi Manny.
Oh, man. Yeah, I bet that's a big ticket item. You could probably put them to every room of a Marriott, a courtyard by Marriott across the country.
Hey, is that good
stuff? I would love to get a part of that. And if you come to me with a good offer, I could probably go to Justin. For sure.
All right. Look, we'll get look, if we can't get Justin Long, then we'll get who can we get? We'll get Taylor Lautner, right?
Sure.
Like that dude. I haven't seen him around in a while. I'm sure he'll be like, get some. He's on some CW show now, I'm assuming, right?
I had some weird moment where I woke up early in the morning, and you know I. And my 10-year-old son has an adorable habit of waking up at 5:30 in the morning and watching the most terrible television shows he can watch before we wake up and stop him.
Okay.
And I woke up at 6 a.m. one morning, found him watching a Taylor Lautner movie. And I can't remember the name of this movie, but it involved Taylor Lautner as a failing bicycle teacher who turns his life around by discovering parkour.
Does
that ring a bell for you?
So he was a failing bicycle what?
Messenger.
So he's a failing bike messenger who suddenly finds like his second act in life with parkour.
Yeah, by Kong jumping from building to building. And he takes up with a parkour gang. But the manager of the bike passenger service,
yeah,
which, by the way, would have been out of business 15 years ago after email was in.
Yeah. Bike messenger. Yeah, the idea, like, what are you bringing? Blueprint? It's always blueprints also, like it's a tube, yeah, with blueprints in it.
It's always a tube.
Like, really? We're working on a building, and it's not important enough for one of us to bring it over across right. town?
Right.
The blueprints for the building we're building.
I'll get some tribal tattooed guy from the 90s to bring it over.
So you came in, and what did you say? No! Shut that off!
Turn this off immediately. And then he's like, no, it's about parkour. And I say, well, hang on a sec. I want to see the scene. Because the manager of the bike messenger outfit, and this is bringing it full circle, Tom, because that's what I am, the king of full circle.
Here we go.
It's not going to be very good. So the manager of the bike messenger outfit in the terrible Taylor Lautner movie was Christopher Jackson, who plays George Washington in Hamilton.
In Hamilton.
He had two lines in this thing. And his lines were, you got to start showing up on time, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Lautner's like, I know. I just need to get an advance on my salary, having trouble paying rent. And George Washington goes, meet me inside. And that's it.
So you only know him as George Washington, this guy.
Well, yeah, that's right. But what I loved about it was Taylor Lautner was at the height of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And then here was this guy who was about to be, in about 7 years, in the biggest cultural phenomenon, I'm not going to say of all time, in musical history. And it was just an amazing thing to see how their positions were utterly reversed by the year 2016. Taylor Lautner has disappeared, and this guy who had two lines, who's an incredible singer, but obviously didn't sing in this movie,
mm-hmm,
suddenly is promoted to being the president of the United States.
Sure.
I like it a lot.
Well, I'll say this, John Hodgman, author, actor,
future pitchman for
Sofia Vergara's Imani. You have been so busy lately. I look you're in a different city every day. You're all over the place doing your show everywhere.
Oh,
it's so exciting to see you be. So now you're like a road dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Who would have ever thought you'd turn into like one of these guys? You're like Doug Stanhope now.
It's almost the resemblance is uncanny in every way.
Doug
Stanhope would be so mad if he ever heard that comparison. First of all, he would not know who I was, and then he would do a little Wikipedia search, and then he would go, "That nerd."
Yeah. Before he did a Wikipedia search, he'd be like, whose Wi-Fi can I jump onto? Pad. Protected. Protected. Optimum.
What's the password for the network in this club?
Yeah. He's parked outside of a Panera Bread, like his car backed right up alongside it, trying to hop onto the Panera Wi-Fi. And look, I think he's super funny. And I'm also scared he would beat me up. So I'm going to back off.
I move around the country using, by night, sneaking into town, doing my weird one-man comedy storytelling show. But I have to give respect to those guys who are going from club to club to club to club. That would eat me alive.
Yeah. Well,
I go into theaters. I tell my same little chuckles, the arched eyebrow set. Play a little ukulele, get out of town. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, you know what's also all good, and I'm going to say this because we're going to... when you're back from your vacation, I want to see. It's been so long since I've seen you as a friend because we've both been so busy doing different things.
Indeed.
And I would like to have you in here as just a guest and a friend, but I also want to see you just as a friend also. But it's because it's just been... You've been going 100 miles an hour. I've been going 100 miles an hour. Now we will crash into each other.
Yeah, I've really been going about 45 miles per hour. But it'll be one of those interesting slow-speed crashes where we see it coming a mile away, and we're like, there's no way this is avoidable. We're going to crash.
Yeah, but we will crash.
I would love to crash into you, Tom. I would love to crash into the studio, as you know, and it's a great shame to me. I haven't been by the new studio yet.
Well,
I've been enjoying the show so much, and I am very apologetic for the quality of it.
Don't worry. No, everybody knows what you're saying, and I appreciate you calling in during your family vacation time. And
get me out of here, Tom. Get me out of here.
I didn't
see me back.
Oh no, it's only been 48 hours, John. You've got to at least
you don't understand what's going on here.
They don't want to hear your Hamilton stories anymore.
Yeah, I'm standing in the middle of a highway in Maine, just reciting lines from Hamilton, and cars and pickup trucks are driving by fast and throwing lobs in my face.
Well, you enjoy your summer vacation. When you're back, we will get together in multiple fashions. I will see you.
I look forward to it.
I do too.
And look, Tom.
Yeah.
If we can ever get to a point where Mike just sabotaged the lump.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'd love to call you back from Maine and give you an update as to what's going on up and physically painful this place is to me.
All right. Well, we will figure it. If Mike can knock off his hijinks. Mike wanted me to tell you he thinks before the end of the year that Hamilton's going to also be gone, but he thinks it's not going to be a Halloween store. He thinks they're going to be doing a musical version of Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
I think your prediction is better.
You think it'll be a Halloween? Yeah.
I will jeopardize my future connection to say Halloween all the way. That's my prediction.
All right. Well, thank you, John Hodgman. All right, we'll talk very soon. Thank you. I miss you, and I will talk to you very soon.
I miss you, too, and I miss all of the friends, Tom. Hello, all of you. And now, goodbye.
Yes, back into the woods with you. Okay.
Farewell.
Bye. Farewell to you. That was awesome, right? See, Mike? Mike said Hodgman was never going to call again. Mike did everything he could to get him off the show. The one guy who could stand up to Mike and could, like, everybody can get to everybody. You know what I mean? Dudio gets to Mike. Mike gets to Hodgman. Hodgman get, like, everybody irked someone. The only one who irks everybody, and this is actually some sad news, I guess, to tie into this, there was a young purple puppet named Wally Wacky Man who used to call the show. And unfortunately, over the 4th of July, he caught on fire. He was on a... Someone strapped him to a firework. And he went up into the air and exploded above the skyline. To be fair, though, he was on one of those big orange fireworks, which is everybody's favorite. What do they call that one? Big orange? In firework term, what do they call that? Big orange? Let's load up about 60 big oranges in here. You know which ones I like? I like big orange. I don't like those little ones that go... Never been impressed by those. Always like big orange. Long range on it. But that night, Big Orange spread a little bit of purple across the landscape as Wally Wackyman exploded. And now, we've had false reports in the past, and I apologize for those. This I'm getting three confirmations on, which is what any reporter should get. I have three independent sources. Wally Wacky Man, rest in peace, buddy. Back to the phones. Best show.
Hello?
Hello. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Coop.
Coop, the artist. Coop.
That's me.
Who I am very worried about. I will say this straight up. Anybody who follows you on Instagram is probably simultaneously admiring you, but also a little bit wondering what's going on with the Coop, with the, and what is your name on Instagram again? It's Art of Coop?
It's Art of Coop, yes.
And if you go there, you'll notice Coop has been building, he does a lot of Lego things. It's like, sure, there's the Millennium Falcon. There's every record he played on a DJ night. There's a naked lady.
Yeah, well, Instagram is kind of persnickety about that, so.
I'm just going to describe your Instagram feed real fast. Car tires. Coop smoking a pipe. Coop's cute baby. A lot of records. Coop's baby sticking his head through a toilet seat. A lot of records. Coop smoking another pipe. Dom DeLuise from Cannonball Run. Some naked ladies. Some car parts. More records. Coop's baby. More naked ladies. More records. Coop's baby again. More records. A couple more naked ladies. But then suddenly you get to this point and you're like, uh-oh. And it's your building, basically.
Yeah.
You're building a city. What are you with Legos? Yes. What is this?
I don't know. I just started doing it. I one of my favorite things to do is go with the family to the to the Lego store at the mall.
Okay.
And they have these crazy kits. Like a buildings? You know, like a there'll be a bank. Or whatever kind of buildings you would see in a city. And they're huge. They're 2,000 pieces. And I just kept looking at them, and I had this obsessive, compulsive need to build one. So I bought one and built it.
Yeah.
And then I bought another.
Yeah.
And I built it.
You built that one, yeah.
And then, after I had built all of the ones that were available, I said, well, now I have to start coming up with my own.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, the first thing I would come up with, because I spend so much time in them, is a record store.
Yes, a record store. So, but you're going off-road now in Lego talk.
Oh, yeah.
This is somebody smashing their GPS with a hammer and just driving their car into the woods.
Yes.
Because you built a record store, a Lego record store. Which,
yes.
Oh, that's one thing. Oh, he built a record store. I wonder what that. No, this is like, if you ever wanted to see, I'm telling you, you look at the pictures in this record store. You put together little album covers.
Yes.
And so you look and it's like, this is what I'm looking at right now. Oh, there's a Lego Jandek album. Oh, there's a Lego Von Elmo album. There's I'm Stranded by the Saints. There's a Lego Can album. You have a Mike Kroll album in there.
Yes.
You have a VOCs album in there. This is, you have a Hound album. You literally did the Hound album.
Yes.
But
well,
now.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I like to think that if I had a full-size record store, mm-hmm. I would support my friends.
Yeah.
So why shouldn't I support them in Lego form?
Oh, I'm not. I'm admiring this. Am I worried about you? A little bit. Do I admire you? I admire you much more than I'm worried about you with this. Oh, but don't worry. There's the Throbbing Gristle album.
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry. With the body laying in the body laying next to them.
Well, you got to go that extra mile, you know. It's not enough to just build a record store out of Legos.
Yeah.
You've got to find all the records, all the covers of your favorite records. And shrink them down mm-hmm. and print them out on a printer on sticker paper and then cut them out with an X-Acto knife.
And how big are each of those things?
Like about a half an inch square, I guess.
So these record covers are a half inch each.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there with an X-Acto knife cutting and gluing basically... I see there's Trout Mask Replica, there's We'd Be House Rockin', there's an Etz album. I gotta give you credit.
Looks like a record store.
It is a record store. It is. It actually is a record store. You actually went all the way with it.
The only thing I don't have yet is the Lego minifigure of a sneering record store clerk.
Yeah, you don't have the record store clerk who is judging. Because you have this dude, your little Lego guy, is holding the Vibrators first album.
Yeah.
And, what you're missing is the person judging him.
Yes.
Oh, you don't know
that? Oh, they were just a pub rock band. They weren't really punk.
Yeah, they were actually kind of punk carpetbaggers, really. I mean, they weren't old like the way the Stranglers were old, but
you're missing that guy. But,
yeah, I'm working on it.
People can see this if they go to your Instagram, Art of Coop is the account.
Yes.
Oh my goodness! I gotta tell you, buddy, you went for it.
Well, and I've got a cover, a little tiny cover of Rock, Rot, and Rule.
Oh, I can't.
And
wait.
I'm gonna put that on the other wall.
Oh.
That I haven't started on yet.
Sure, the other wall. You didn't get to the other wall.
Well,
of the
actually,
record
I built
store
a,
yet.
I built a little tiny $1 bin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put it in there. So,
okay. Well, you know what? Fair enough. Fair enough. I know how that record feels, buddy. You don't have to tell me. I've been there. So, what else is going on with you, Coop?
Well, that's about it. Well, see, the part of the thing why I started doing that is I've been working on this job for about the last 3 weeks that is a super intense illustration job, and it's like a top secret thing that I can't tell anybody about. So, but it requires waiting for the client to give approval of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll do a whole bunch of work. And then I have nothing to do for the rest of the day because I'm waiting for them to tell me that I did it right or wrong.
Yeah, this is like cool down work for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like.
But don't worry, I'll be back to taking photos of naked women soon.
And cars. And
cars. And cars. I did also replace the carburetors on my 46 Ford this week.
You, Coop, there's only one of you, I'll say that, and I'm glad I'm friends with the one of you. I'm glad I'm friends with that, because you are, It doesn't. It just you are amazing, and there's no off switch on it. You have a little bit of downtime, so then you start building an entire Lego city, including dozens of half-inch square album covers. It is. Because it was funny, because you were like, you would like text me a picture of it, and then I would write you back, oh no, I've been staring at it on Instagram for about 40 minutes now. I didn't need you to send it to me personally. I've been staring at it, wondering, just admiring it and being a little troubled by it. Just so you know, Fred from Honolulu says you're the king. He said on Twitter, Art of Poop is king. He loves you.
Oh, well, that's nice, because he kind of hates everybody. So.
Yeah, well, he's probably only setting you up to burn you eventually, like the rest of us. You always got to worry about the guys. You know, you worry about the people who go, oh, you're my favorite, not like this other person I had the worst time with. It means 6 months from now, they're going to be moaning about you to someone else.
Yep.
Saying like, oh, you're my favorite, not like that bum Coop.
Well, we'll see.
All right, buddy. I'm so glad you checked in. Keep it going. Right. Keep the Lego record store. Oh, I know you will.
I'll build the best show studio next.
Oh. All right. Well, I can give you the real one, actually. Send me some Legos. I'll trade you. You can actually have the real one. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Mike. Did you see that commercial with that Verizon guy? He's like, yeah, hey, everyone, it's me, Paul, or whatever his name is. I used to say, can you hear me now? But now I work for Sprint. I tell you, man, if I worked for Verizon and I saw that guy, you put a bunch of Verizon cell phones in a sock, right? Give them a good old cell phone beatdown. Not that I'm saying somebody should do that. This is all in the fun theoretical world. I truly don't care, and I'm glad that guy's grabbing as much money as he can. But he grabbed so much money from Verizon. You didn't grab enough? You bum. You're Rat of the Week on the best show. Mark him down as Rat of the Week, Mike. Okay? I don't care what his name is. His name's Rat to me. The Rat. Ugh. We're going to go back to the bell ringing, where every time the bell rings, my emotions change. We'll do that in a couple seconds. I told Hodgman, I'm not feeling super hot. I got chomped up by a bunch of mosquitoes. I almost didn't make it here. But I'm here. We bring it. Can't shut it off, man. No off switch. If it's Tuesday, and I got two arms, two legs, and a mouth, I'll be here. It's all we can do. It's all we can do. Here's something from Negative Scanner.
Down, super, so last, undone, untouched, when the grave sides, why me not around? They wanna climb to the top, but not the fire, drop it down, so hard, fire, why do you wanna climb this fire?
Negative scanner. Some hot rock. From their self-titled album. That was Ivy League, and that's on Trouble in Mind Records. Came out, I believe, sometime last year. Great album, great band, great label. Back to the phones. We were talking about all sorts of things. Second half of 2016, what you want to do with it. But everything is filtered through what I am calling the Tom Sharpling's show. There are multiple versions of me that will come out. When the bell rings, my emotions will change based on what AP Mike and Dudio suggest. I do want to talk about this Kevin Durant thing. Because Kevin Durant, he's a basketball player who is really good. And he was on the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is a real basketball team. I know for people who don't follow, you're like, what? That sounds like a hockey team that went out of business. No. They used to be the Seattle Sonics, Supersonics. Coop said there's a weird echo also. Might be on the hotline. No, he didn't call on the hotline. I don't know, yeah. I mean, last week, Worcester said during the whole call, he could hear the bed music playing from the, even though it was shut off. It was because we had the music on last week. Yeah. Doot, doot. So anyway, this band, Kevin Durant, he leaves the Oklahoma City Thunder, he signs with the Golden State Warriors, who were this team who were filled with, like, my daddy was a basketball player, now I'm one. Like, there's two guys on the team who, like, you know, kids who were on NBA courts when they were four and understanding the ins and outs of what it means to train professionally for the NBA. So, yeah, so he's a free agent, so he signs with the team, the best team in the NBA. He goes and signs. After he loses in the playoffs to that team, he goes and he runs and signs with them. Which, to me, it's like, look, he can do whatever he wants. He can sign with them, they can make the deal, that's fine, whatever. But it's like it's a little weak to me. Just the idea of like, you know, I want my I do this thing. You think I well? What if I ran and started joined Fat Man on Batman, right? I shut down the best show and I start doing a thing with Kevin Smith every. Oh, that would not be a winning team. But yeah, it's like, don't mean nothing to have your own team going. You want to win? I want to win. I'm coming here every week. I ain't got two things going for me here. But we're mixing up. We're ready to fight with the biggest of the big boys here every week. And we built this thing ourselves. I ain't going to throw in with anybody at this point. Look. We might do some dealings with people here and there. That's just about keeping the lights on here. That's what this is about. we do any dealings? We take ads, or if there's any kind of like other dealings with the best show? It's still an independent show, and it's staying an independent show. Because I'm here for the fight. Maybe that's foolhardy. Maybe that's a stupid attitude to try to want your thing to be great on its own terms, or to want to win something on your own terms. Maybe that's outdated. Maybe it's a attitude of yesteryear when people were concerned about like selling out and all that stuff. Maybe it doesn't track anymore. I don't know. I might be the one who's wrong. This dude, this Kevin Durant, was on one of the best teams in the league. And he goes to go play with other guys because now he gets to be like the third guy on that team. I don't know. That don't sound like anything I'd want. I got my crew here, man. I got my crew. Look. Sure, it's like the Bad News Bears to some degree. It's not exactly, myself included. We're losers. Nothings. Trash on the scrap heap of life. That's what this is. You think we're the winners? You think we're Nerdist? Right? You think we're, all these other shows, these big shot shows. No, we're not. We got nothing. We ain't part of no net. You think we're the show, What's-Her-Face does, the Anna Faris has a show. Think she's sweating over the board feedback and in the studios having a conniption out there trying to make things right. Because he cares, he's working. Yeah, it's like the Bad News Bears up in this piece, man. We ain't got nobody in our corner here on the best show. Whole lot of nothing going on. But we fight. We're trying to make it great. I guess that don't mean nothing to a lot of people anymore. I guess Kevin Durant wants a ring more than he wants to just be great. Or to fight, and God forbid you don't win at all, but you go down on your own terms. I guess that don't mean nothing no more, huh? You go down on your own terms. Now he's got to go there, and Stephen Curry's his boss now. And Klay Thompson. And Draymond Green. They've been there before. It's their team. He ain't his team. And people are going to say, what about the Knicks? They got the... Yeah, the Knicks are signing these garbage people. They're signing the Knicks are like Suicide Squad now. The Knicks are like the Suicide Squad. If the Golden State Warriors are like the Avengers, the Knicks are like the Suicide Squad. Half these dudes won't be standing by the end of the season. But it's going to be fun watching them be ridiculous and really good when they're good, or shockingly terrible when they're bad, and they're going to be terrible most of the time, and some of them are not going to make it. Just like the Suicide Squad. That's the Knicks. I don't know, man. Maybe I just like to fight too much, right? I know Mike likes it. Mike likes when the show starts fight. Mike's like, yeah, you gotta fight. You gotta fight. I'm like, you know what, Mike? You're right. You're GD right, man. I gotta fight. And then he says, you know what else you gotta do? I'm like, what? He said, you gotta believe in the show because it's great. I'm like, you know what, Mike? You're right again. And then you know what else they said? You know what else you gotta do? I'm like, what? You gotta mention my t-shirts. That's not moving the smalls like I thought it would. Okay, fine. apmike.bandcamp.com. Go get one of the Masses Tavern shirts. Yeah, the Golden State Warriors, it's like Veruca Salt.
Daddy, I want Kevin Durant to play for my team.
Second gen NBA kids. You bums. You stack your team that much. You know what you also do now? I waive the right to, usually if anybody gets hurt in a game, you don't go like, oh, good. You overstuff your team like that? Now anybody gets hurt, everybody has the right to go, oh, good. You get hurt. You're going to overstuff your team that way. Trash. Trash rich kids. And they're all rich. Everybody's rich in the NBA. Yeah, I am. Because they'll be, oh, do these guys make money? Yeah, no, all of them do. But when you're five and you're wearing an all-access pass around your neck, when you're five, you might have a leg up on some of the other kids. When the free throw coach is teaching you, for an NBA team, is talking to you about how to make free throws. You got Buzz, whatever that dude's name was. There was that guy they kept hiring to try to help Shaq make free throws. Buzz, I think his name was. Yeah, great job, Buzz. And also, don't click through anything. This going back to the Stephen A. Smith and the Skip Bayless. Anything from now until the start of the season is just garbage because nobody, they're not playing games. They're going to write 1,000 articles. Nobody knows nothing, man, until the games start. I'm telling you, this is the other thing. This Warriors team, everybody thinks, oh, it's so loaded. This is the best team ever? Yeah, no, it's not. There's nobody big on it. You can have four dudes hanging out around the three-point line. You gotta get a couple guys who can, play 3 feet from the basket. Might want to try to get a couple of them on the team, too. You gave them all up. It's going to come back and bite you. David West, you got him. And am I talking too much about it? I don't care. Talk about what I want. I wouldn't even be here if I was a normal person. I'd be home nursing my wounds. But you know what? I'm here. Why? See? Fighter! We fight! I'm going to read you a quote, Mike. And Dudio. And anyone else who's out there. Let me find this quote. Where is this thing? Now, this is a guy. Bryan Cranston. Like, everybody thinks this guy's the world's greatest actor, right? I don't know. Look, on Breaking Bad, was he fun? Yeah. He's playing a villain. He's doing mustache twirling, scene chewing. Not anybody could do that. That's wrong. But he was reveling in that, and he was great at it. Now he's doing, like, Power Rangers movie. Like, he's going to be in the Power... Listen to this quote he gave about this movie, Mike. At first, I was, to be honest with you, I was reticent to looking at the role because I remember the television series was kind of farcical and silly and pow and zow weird movements and things like that. I was like, oh, okay. And the actor who used to do the voice, I was like, oh, okay. I wasn't really high on it until I talked to the producer and read the script and talked to the director. After that, I went, well, this is different. This is as different as reimagining, as different a reimagining as the Batman television series as it became the Batman movie series. You can't compare those two, and nor can you compare this movie version of the Power Rangers to that television series. It's unrecognizable for the most part. There are tenets of the folklore that you hold on to for sure, but the inspiration is different and the sensibility of it and the approach to the filmmaking is completely different. When we asked him to clarify he was referring to Dark Knight, he was like, yeah, look, he's already, I'm going to say this. If this Power Rangers movie isn't a pile of trash when it comes out, I'll eat my hat. I'll eat a Walter White hat, a Heisenberg hat. Somebody could bring one in here. I'll eat it. I don't have no hat. I don't like wearing hats. I look stupid in hats. But I'll eat one of his hats. This dude is actually trying to spin this thing as if this Power Rangers movie is going to be great. Look, take the check. Nobody's faulting you. Any of us would take the check. Any of us. He's talking about the tenets of the folklore. The folklore? What folklore? It's on the Channel 5 at 4 in the afternoon. What's the folklore? The Power Rangers folklore? Just take the money. And I don't think he's that good of an actor in some ways. I watched this Trumbo he did. Trumbo. Oh, what a heap of trash that thing was. Trumbo. Here's a surprise. It's a movie about how someone who makes movies is a hero. Wow, that's a shocker. That Hollywood made a movie about how heroic a screenwriter was. Because in Trumbo, he goes and he's like, he gets blacklisted because he's like, he's standing up for the Communist Party. And then his career really hits the skids. And I'll say this, by the way, it's Louis C.K. is in this thing. Look, everybody, look, of course, Louis C.K. starts doing stand-up. It's super funny. Everybody knows that. But this guy acting in this movie, holy guacamole, man. I thought he was doing stand-up in it, the way he does his lines.
Hey, you know, what you should worry about this thing here, Trumbo. I don't know, Trumbo. I mean, it's communism. We're like...
You're right. It's like, just do the... You do the lines like a human, not like a stand-up. So then he gets thrown into jail for like a week. For whatever, I don't know, contempt of court or something like that. I don't know, I'm not a lawyer. So then he gets out, and then he gets, like, blacklisted, and he has to move from this enormous house by a lake to an enormous house by other houses. Like, there was no lake next to it. Oh, my goodness, how's he going to make it? He's only in an enormous house now. There's no lake? So then he just starts writing crummy movies for less money. Okay, still writing a ton of movies, still getting made. Getting paid. You could also not have a television set in your bedroom in 1955. You might also be able to make your monthly bills if you don't have one of those bedroom televisions in the mid-50s. Typing in his bathtub. That movie sucked. Trumbo, Thumbo, down. That's what I would say if I took over for Richard Ropa. Trumbo, more like Thumbo, down. Sorry, Trumbo. But this Bryan Cranston, click it down a notch. You don't have to talk about the tenets of the folklore of Power Rangers. Just take the money. You don't have to try to sell us on it. And God knows what this LBJ thing he was doing. Can
hey,
you
Brandon?
Imagine what that... Hold on 1 second. I'll be with you in 1 second. Who knows what the LBJ... Did you watch that, Mike? Could you imagine him as LBJ?
Take a look.
What are you whispering about?
Me?
Welcome to the best show, caller.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
My name's Rebecca.
Rebecca, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ojai, California. It's about 90 miles. Oh, I'm hearing this echoing, Tom. What is this?
You're hearing the echoing. Hold on.
Yes. Oh, it's like we're in a tunnel.
Hold on.
All right. I'm being patient.
Okay. They're hearing the echoing.
Hello? Oh, it's better.
It's better? They didn't touch anything.
I think I was just talking quieter.
You were hearing echoing, though? Are you still hearing it?
Yes.
You're still hearing it. This is off.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very interesting. Very interesting. So what can I do for you tonight? Rebecca, you said?
I'm just calling. Actually, we've been listening for about 5 years, and this is the first time we've actually listened live.
Okay. Well,
I want to call in, and then it was Avalanche Bob and John Hodgman, and I was like, oh, shoot, I can't follow up to them. That's like.
Did you just curse, Rebecca?
I have nothing on them, you know?
Rebecca? Rebecca? Okay, yeah. Can you hear me now? We're playing.
Oh,
with the
no
board.
Echo.
No echo, she said.
Oh,
no echo.
Better, though. Better.
There's still some echo, but it's better?
Yes.
All right, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
It's all good.
So, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
What else is going on tonight in Ojai?
Nothing. Ojai's it's a sleepy little town. But actually, my husband wanted me to call in, and he's a Warriors fan, and he
Sneaky.
Was like, ask him about Kevin Durant.
Sneaky.
But I think
sneaky.
What?
Yeah. So you want to ask about Kevin Durant, huh?
No. I already heard it.
Yeah. What does he want to know? He's a big Warriors fan, huh?
Yeah, he is. I told him I wasn't going to razz you about it, but...
Yeah, what are you going to razz me about? They're the losers, huh? What is he? They didn't win anything. Wait, so what's your husband doing? I don't know what sneaky's supposed to be. That's not an emotion. That's a
sneaky?
Yeah, hold on. Give me another one.
Shame.
Shame. Dude, you kept beating this shame horse. All night. Shame. Well, you know, I made fun of the Golden State Warriors. I mean, I don't know where.
But how does that make you feel, Tom?
I don't know. It's very, I guess there's a fair amount of jealousy involved in just picking on something that brings joy to so many people. And I guess that's really something I have to, have to realize I'm doing it because it's a lot of inferiority going on and just doesn't.
Yeah, you know, I want to apologize. I'm sorry that I called up to bring up that topic. I know that was kind of a hot topic and maybe something that might get you a little emotional. And
well,
you know, I kind of feel bad about doing that, honestly.
Well, you know, it's just the kind of thing that. I don't know why I would do something that's bringing so many people so much joy.
Disgusted.
And you know, the idea that this team would think they can come around and they just steal every player. And just, it's like, when does winning ever have any meaning if you're going to just go get the best guy? Because you're going to say, oh, it's the Bay Area. You get to live here. And every, you don't want to live in Oklahoma City where there's nothing going on. Oh, right, like you're so better than everybody else. And you got a thing. You got every, we have everything here and you have nothing. Let's just take everything. Why don't we just take everything while we're at it? Just nauseating, the entitlement. How can they look themselves in the mirror? That's how they're going to conduct themselves. I don't even know what to say about that. It's really...
That's awful.
It's really...
Is it disgusting?
That's disgusting.
Contempt.
That's the same emotion. Come on, Dudio. Tighten it up.
Seriously.
I'm going to bounce all of them. So, I'm bouncing all of them.
Passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive.
Oh,
okay.
Stop.
Okay. Well, no, look, I think it's great that the Warriors are getting the best players they can get, and I think it's really fantastic. I mean, it's like, why should anybody else? Yeah, maybe nobody else gets to win, but that's not a big deal, really, for everybody else.
No, we should be happy. We should be happy for the people of the Bay Area.
Yeah, there's other Warriors. Why should anyone else get to win anything, right? No, it's I think it's fair that you won, and then you're just gonna take the best players and try to win more with just more than anybody else has. Sure, that's fair. I think that's great. Well, thank you for calling, Rebecca. You have a great night. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Bill from Tacoma.
Bill from Tacoma. How are you tonight, Bill?
I'm good. You've been talking about movies a lot, and I'm a long-time listener. One of the things I always love is when you, like, make fun of movies that are flopping at the box office. There's been a lot of that. Hello?
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's been a lot of those, you know, there's been a ton of flops this year. I was wondering if you had any thoughts on any recent releases.
Any recent what?
Any recent movie releases.
And recent movie releases, like, what do you mean recent? Like old movies that are on HBO or something?
Like in theaters, like BFG, Now You See Me 2, movies that are flopping heavy.
Now You See Me 2? Wait, what's Now You See Me 2?
It's this movie about these magicians. I went to go see it in theaters recently. I had the most disgusting experience of my life.
It's a magic movie? Like, what, with magicians? But it's not a,
it's a
movie with magicians?
Jesse Eisenberg plays a magician. You'll never believe what his character is like.
Furious.
What is his character like?
So
I'll never guess what his character's like. Well, I can't wait to hear this. Why would you think I couldn't guess what his... You'll never guess what his character's like.
I swear to God, though, he pulls off a trick in the first 10 minutes that you would never... You would never in a million years...
Why would I... Why? Why would I never believe it? In a million years, you don't think I could get what it... Why? I'm too stupid? Is that what it is? I'm too stupid to understand what it would be? Where do you get off saying that?
I'm sorry.
In a million years, you'd never get it.
Joyous.
He's wearing a pair of like NBA like warm-ups.
Uh-huh.
He rips them off.
Uh-huh.
He says Alakazam, he rips them off, and instead of legs, he's got two blue e-cigarettes.
Oh! He's got e-cigarettes instead of legs! Oh! What will they think of next? These movies! So much fun! Oh, I also got to say, I think Gary the Squirrel was right, that joyous. Dudio?
Yeah.
Joyous. You're going to have to go back to broadcasting boot camp. I'm sending you back. No, I liked it. But when you hear Mike do his, joyous. Furious. Joyous. Furious. Mike's is like, joyous. Furious. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Danya. I hope you can hear me okay.
Oh, I can hear you all right. How does it sound for you? Is it echoing back?
No, not really.
Oh.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little.
Do you have loudspeakers in your studio?
No, the speakers are off. Speakers are off.
Why? Because I am a sound tech, and I actually was calling to ask Studio about something.
Oh. What do you want to ask Studio?
I was wondering if you guys use a compressor at all.
Do we use a compressor?
Any sort
of...
No, we don't.
Say that again, Studio?
You should.
We do not use a compressor. We use compression when we do the podcast, though, when we mix it down. Yeah.
Hmm.
No live compression.
A little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask is because I ride the bus a lot and listen, and sometimes it's so hard to hear, and then other times it'll be, like, blasting in my ear. So it's really dynamically large range.
Mm. Well, I think that's the bus.
It's the bus's fault. You're right. Yeah. Because, you know, I just wondered if you had thought about using one for the...
No, we can totally look into it. It's going to cost Tom, though.
A what?
How's it going to cost me?
I'm just saying. I mean, compressors aren't cheap.
How much does a compressor cost?
$20,000? $22,000?
Seriously?
$20,000?
For a good one. So.
No.
Danya, how much would you pay for a compressor? See, this is the thing. I think Dudio's buying this stuff.
Probably like $400 or $500.
Dudio's like writing receipts for things. Like, I'll be like,
that's a real bad compressor.
Let's get a compressor. And a dude, yeah, give me $20,000. I'm like, fine, here's $20,000. Then he comes back. He's like, yeah, here's the compressor. Here's $8. You get $8 change. Compressor was $19,992 for my $20,000. He used to work for the military. He was always bragging about how he sold $10,000 toilet seats.
So hard to hear you, Tom.
Is it hard to hear me now?
I could hear Studio way better than you.
We had a band last week, and I think things got adjusted on the board that need to be maybe realigned. So it's hard to hear me right now.
A little bit. I can still hear you.
You can still hear me, but it's still hard to hear me.
Yeah. Are we still playing the dinging game?
We were still doing the Tom Sharpling show, sure.
Tom Sharpling?
Why?
It's pretty funny. And I also... Oh, I can hear me echoing.
Okay. Well, what was that? What did you say, Donna?
Do I need to ask...
Hello?
I can't remember what I was going to say, actually. I am echoing, though. I can hear myself.
You hear yourself
back.
Echoing? Oh, this is not good. I don't know what this is.
Oh.
This has to be something. This is these guys are doing something. They're clearly doing something to try to get. This is, they're trying to just get to me and do something. I don't know. What is it? Why would they do this? What's the end game here? Like, why are they trying to mess with my head with this? Right? I mean, I'm just trying to do this. Yeah, they got the thing feeding back. I don't know. This might even go... Might even be more than them.
Frustrated.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you enjoying this game, Tom?
No, I'm not, honestly. No, I'm not enjoying it. It's very frustrating.
It seems weird. Like, I don't know how... Are you auditioning for, like, an acting job or something to see if you can get into character?
I mean, I don't even know why I'd audition for an acting job. Anytime I've done anything, it's only gotten me a little bit it's only got me somewhere a little bit, and then it just caps out. I mean, nothing. Nobody else is asking me to do anything else. What else is new? So it's not any. Shouldn't even try with some of this stuff. I mean, it's just all feels like the fix is in with some of it. I mean, the amount I try to get things going, and then it doesn't get going.
Hey, I wanted to ask something else. What was that band that you played earlier? I really liked it. It was really cool.
The like band I played earlier.
Negative Pulse?
Negative Scanner.
Scanner.
Yeah, they're really good.
That was really cool. I like that.
Yeah, I like them too.
Kindness.
Say it again.
Kindness.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you really liked them. I think they're such a great band, and I appreciate you just listening to the music and really paying attention to the stuff, because that's one of the best parts about the show is that I play music that I'm a fan of, and then people like the music, and that just really, it kind of comes back on itself, and it makes me appreciate you guys appreciating it.
I like the vocals, like the lady singer's vocal inflections were, oh man, this echo is just.
All right.
I can't concentrate.
Thank you. Thanks
it's
for calling.
Me
I appreciate
of malaria.
It. Don't worry. Okay. All right. Echo. I don't know what it is. We'll figure it out. So, there will be a, over at the Reddit Earwolf, there's a, they do AMAs up there. The Earwolf, it's a reddit.com. Subreddit, I believe, is ear. It would just be reddit.com, then /r/earwolf. And I believe we are going to do, I believe I will be doing some sort of AMA there over the next few days. So keep an eye out for that. Ask any questions you want to ask me there, and I will answer those questions on the Earwolf. And the show's not on Earwolf, but they host podcasting AMAs. So they asked me to do one. I said I would do one, and I'm doing one. Best show.
Hey, this is Dudio.
Hey, Dudio, how are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just listening to the show. Sounds great. I don't know what people are talking about with an echo.
An echo on the line?
Yeah, it's real. I mean, there is a little bit of an echo, but it's not enough for me to not do a good call, you know?
Dudio versus the callers.
Yeah.
Here
great.
We go.
Huh.
You don't hear anything?
I do hear a little bit of what they're talking about, but I think it's just a... It could just be the phone line.
I'll
take a look afterwards.
All right, yeah, we'll figure it out. Don't worry about it now. Don't worry about it now. Don't worry about
it
now. Don't sweat it, Dudio.
Okay, I just hope some callers can bring some good calls.
We'll see. Oh, Dudio throwing down the gauntlet. He ain't happy.
And not worry about the echo.
Angry slaw dog. This is what the coach didn't want out on the field. Or no, this is what he did want. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Angry?
This is it.
That's what you'd want.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Dudio.
No problem.
Even I hung up on Dudio a little bit. Cut off his final syllable. Best show.
Best show?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Prove it. Just kidding.
Oh, you almost got hung up on. That's how I was going to prove it.
I'm just a girl who
called into the best show because he loves sobbing Gris. So, hey, Tom. What's up?
Not a whole lot. Is that a little keyboard there?
Yeah. Little baby Casio here.
Where are you calling from?
Buffalo, New York. This is Sparkle Bomb.
Sparkle Bomb, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing all right.
Yeah, just doing okay.
Yeah. Can you hear any echo on the line? We're fine-tuning things now.
Yeah, but I'm used to it.
You're used to it.
Not with you, but with me.
With you, okay.
I do the music stuff, you know.
Sure. Well, play us a little
reverb,
song. Play a little song, Sparkle Bomb.
What's that?
You going to play a song?
I mostly wanted to talk about someone that used to shop at my former store. And one day he came in and he was like, "Hey, are you Sparkle Bomb from The Best Show?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Okay.
And we became friends. And then I know you were talking about West Coast rap earlier, NWA, but we went and saw Public Enemy together last week in Buffalo, and it's all because of you.
So you saw Public Enemy. How was it?
It was pretty powerful.
It wasn't public. Was it Public Enemy with the dudes from Rage Against the Machine? It was just Public Enemy.
No.
Because they have a new super group.
Yeah. You know what, Tom? One time my friend convinced me that Korn and Rammstein formed a super group called Kornstein. And I believed him.
I would actually see Kornstein. Right? A Korn Rammstein super group.
Kornstein.
You say Rammstein, I say Rammstein.
Rammstein, tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Let's call the hate rally off.
Oh my gosh. I just want to say real quick that I'm super happy that you talked about Throbbing Gristle really quick.
Yes.
Hey, you're cool. And you know what? I can hear a super echo, but...
You can hear super echo. Did it get more echoey?
It sounds like an avant-garde noise, but really. Okay. And I'm really proud that I can be a part of this with you, Tom, and The Best Show in AP Mike.
Mm-hmm. What's
so,
that?
Yeah, I'll let you go. But
do you hear it now?
Yes.
You do hear it now. How bad is it now?
Actually, it sounds pretty good.
No. Sounds pretty good now?
Yeah.
Like the echo got cleaned up?
Yeah, very clean.
Okay, she said it's very clean now. Was that, what, did you do something? All right, Dudio did some look.
Doing a little test run.
He's not happy. No, oh, boy, I tell you, I'm going out the window tonight. I'm going out the window. I'm not saying goodnight to Dudio. I'm climbing out the window.
You know what? Out the window, open the door, whatever they
exactly.
say.
Thank you, Sparkle Bomb.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Dudio. Thank you.
No problem.
And you know what else? Just blame it on Mike. Best Show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Alex in Brooklyn.
Alex in Brooklyn. How are you?
Good. I'm making a pie right now.
You're making a pie right now. What kind of pie are you making?
Blueberry.
Blueberry pie. I like blueberry pie.
Yeah, I've been getting into the habit of listening to the show and baking, so.
And what are you putting, are you going to eat the blueberry pie tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to put ice cream on it?
Yeah.
Vanilla?
I don't know. Maybe go with, like, toasted almond or something fancy.
Toasted almond would be good.
Yeah.
Fearful.
Well, you got to, so, you don't have a nut allergy, do you?
No.
No?
I don't, actually.
Okay.
No.
Well, you just got to make sure before you do things like, because, you know, it's like.
Yeah, I mean, go get like a.
Very
a
dangerous.
Cool allergy test.
Yes. Wait, I didn't get checked. I don't know if I have a nut allergy.
You should probably get checked.
Yeah. Oh, and the amount of sugar in a pie like that? Oh, boy. With the ice cream on top of that, there's got to be some sugar-free thing you could do, right?
What if it's like organic sugar? That kind of makes a difference, right?
Well, I mean, that helps, but sugar's still sugar. Like, you don't want any kind of processed sugar. That obviously is the worst, and everybody's eating so much white flour and white sugar these days. I mean, that's
what... It's not white flour, though.
But it just, I'm saying in general, where just the general consumption of white flour and white sugar is through the roof.
I wanted to talk to you about Trumbo.
About Trumbo, okay.
Yeah, because
why, are
I also,
you are you mad at me for not
no,
liking
I'm
it?
No, I'm not mad at you because I'm kind of mad at you, but mostly because while you were talking about Trumbo, I was kind of confused because the whole time I was thinking about Bridge of Spies.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Go ahead.
Horny.
Nope. Go again. Wasn't on the list?
Sentimental.
Okay, that's better.
So you're talking Bridge of Spies?
So what about Trumbo?
Have you seen Bridge of Spies?
Bridge of Spies, that's Steven Spielberg, right?
Yeah, but I the whole time you were talking about Trumbo, mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about Bridge of Spies.
No, I didn't. I mean, I didn't see Bridge of Spies, but Steven Spielberg's made so many great movies. Like, I think about how much, like, a movie like E.T. or Raiders of the Lost Ark meant to me when I was, like, a little kid. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
man, that was something else to just watch yeah. those movies and see.
That is true.
This guy just telling stories and, like, I think of how many stories he's told over the years. I just look back and I just, wow, the body of work, it's just something else. Really impressive.
Now when I think of E.T., I just think of this sweatshirt I had when I was younger that this rabbit completely ate through.
Say it again. A rabbit ate through a sweatshirt?
Yeah, it was an E.T. sweatshirt, and the rabbit, there was just holes completely throughout the sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know if that's... good story for the. I mean, it's funny story.
Well, I've only been listening few weeks.
I'm sorry. That's a good story to tell.
No,
it was a good story. I'm sorry. I just got a little.
I'm just saying. So I'm really glad I discovered the best show because I'm a dog walker.
Relief.
It gets pretty boring listening to music. So. I just walk around.
Dog walking, right? Oh, the way that must just feel when we get those dogs out there, right?
Yeah.
How many dogs are you walking at once?
I walk about 11 a day.
Woo! How many at the same time? One or two?
Only up to three.
Up to three. Are they from the same house?
No, just the same neighborhood.
Oh, thank God, because, I mean, if you had so many dogs on the thing, that could get intense, but you just have a couple. They can all just play around and have fun.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's great. And then, I mean, you get your exercise then too, right?
Yeah, it's pretty exhausting.
That's really great. Ooh.
Yep.
Hysterical.
Okay.
I don't know how this game works.
Well, basically, every time the bell rings, I change emotions. That's what's happening.
Do I have to change emotion too?
What? Do you have to change emotions? No, you don't have to change emotions. Don't worry about that. It's not a big deal. You're going to change emotions now? You're worried about changing. I'm the one holding that down. Don't worry about that.
Now you're just going to make me mirror your hysteria.
No, no, no. Why would you do, why would you even bring that up? I said this at the beginning of the show. This is what we're doing. And then, you know, you're saying you're going to bring up emotions too? I mean, I'm trying to just, it's hard enough for just one person to do that.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for the call. Best show.
Houlihan here.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
It's Mary Houlihan. My favorite.
You're my favorite.
Well, you're my favorite. You're a little bit more
my favorite.
Mary Houlihan, the top, one of the top comedians in the biz.
Better than Doug Stanhope.
Better than Doug Stanhope. I thought you were going to say better than Bugs Bunny. And I was like, well, you're kind of like Bugs Bunny. You're not unlike Bugs Bunny in some ways.
I'm extremely like him.
Right? Isn't that
That's what I would say if I was pitching a TV show. I'd be like, you know, it's like Bugs Bunny, but she's a girl and she's a millennial.
Bugs Bunny, but a human girl. and a millennial.
Yeah.
Now, you, Mary Houlihan, known on social media as Mary Hooley.
That's right.
I was looking at your Instagram. First of all, did you get like a gift card at a wig place or something recently?
I got a new job and they buy whatever wig I want.
Because it is like a whole lot of wigs going on. On
jealous.
Europe. Am I jealous? No, look, I can't wear hats. You think I'm going to wear wigs?
I don't know.
You think how dumb I look in a wig? But there's pictures of you with the Kim Kardashian wig. And then, yeah, you have a whole lot of wigs.
Thanks.
Some might say, I'm not going to say it, right, that you're wigging out, but I'm not going to say that.
No, don't say it.
I won't. So what's going on with you? We need to get you down here. We talked about it, and then I dropped the ball. That's on me. You can come back down.
No, you're a monster.
I know, right? You come down anytime you want, Mary Hooley.
Okay. I'll come tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow morning, we're not exactly doing a show. So if you come by, you might not have anyone here.
Oh, gosh.
So what are you up to? You're doing things for TV shows now, online TV shows, right?
Oh, yeah. So I work at this website. They buy me wigs. We make topical videos.
Yeah.
I'm a little embarrassed that it has to be topical all the time.
But you know what's awesome are the ones you do where you get to do your painting. I like those the best.
Yeah, same.
Because you are an actual top-notch artist.
It's so true.
You are. You painted pictures that hang here. The picture of Dudio outside. What is it of? Dudio? No, it's April. Who's in that one again? Yeah, it's AP Mike, Johnny Depp as Whitey Bulger, and the Coors Light can. Think of my one.
Masterpieces.
Yeah, and then there's one of Dudio outside the Holland Tunnel. But yeah, you're a great artist, and you're funny and everything. You got everything, Mary Houlihan.
Yes.
So what's going on? What's up with your Cartoon Monsoon show?
Oh my God, it's incredible. It's every first Friday of the month now, so I like that we have a regular schedule.
So did you just you just did one then? Is what you're saying?
Oh yeah.
How did it go?
We crushed.
I love it. This new, you've got a Donald Trump feel going on now with everything. We crushed. Yeah. Cartoon Monsoon is great, right?
Oh my God. It's tremendous.
Yeah. I've also seen your Donald Trump impression, which is insane.
It sucks. Because I have to put on all that makeup and then take it off.
All that orange makeup?
Yeah. And white around my eyes.
And then you, And then you got to take off the orange makeup. That's the other half that nobody thinks about. Is like,
ugh, don't get me started.
You also, Mary Houlihan, will be appearing as a guest actor on the upcoming season of Difficult People.
Woo!
Starring Julie Klausner. Yeah. And Billy Eichner. And it's a really fun, you have a, such a funny scene in that.
Thanks. It's coming up Monday, right?
Yeah, Tuesday. I think next Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Sick.
Right? And then people will see you acting with Julie and Billy, and it's so funny. Hey. And there's nobody better than Mary Houlihan.
There's a really cool guest star in that episode that isn't me, but I don't think I should say it.
No.
So it can be a surprise.
Let it be a surprise. Let it be
Everyone's
a surprise.
Everyone's going to flip.
Yeah. Well, they're going to flip when they see you in it, and then they're going to not even have anything left to flip over when the other person shows up.
So true.
All right, Mary. Let's figure you coming out here. Are you around this month? Do you have vacation
yeah.
plans? Are you going on vacation?
No way, never.
Never?
Never.
Are you going back to, you going to go back to the Jersey Shore, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite beach?
Seaside Heights.
Seaside Heights. Why is that? What do you like at Seaside Heights? You like the let me see. Let me see if I can guess what you like at Seaside Heights. You like the pizza. I don't know what you like. There's pizza. There's lemonade.
Ice cream. People watching.
Yeah. I just like to go and do people watching. I just like to sit and just watch people and just have conversations with people that I don't know.
That's not true.
And then I like to go and I just like to go on the beach and just like go up to people's blankets and just talk to them and just just have conversations, right? And then if they're in the mm-hmm. ocean, I just like to go up to their blankets and just like go through their stuff.
Oh, God. I just went to Atlantic City for the first time.
What took you so long?
I'm scared of gambling.
Let me guess where you went. Let me see if I can guess. You went to a casino?
Yeah.
Who did you go with? And this, then I will guess the casino.
Boyfriend and family.
Boyfriend and family? Are they from New Jersey?
No, they are from Northern Delaware.
Then you went to beep, boop, 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 the Tropicana.
No.
The Borgata.
No.
Right, there's only like one left. Let me think what else. Bally's.
No.
Hold on. I'm going to get it. Golden Nugget.
No.
Hold on. Not done yet. Caesars.
Yeah.
It was only the eighth guess of the eight casinos that still remain. I literally guessed the final one. Did you play any slot machines?
Yeah, I played, I played the regular, I don't know, the crazy ones that are all based on TV shows.
Yeah, like which one? Big Bang Theory? You played Big Bang Theory, didn't you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe they weren't shows. They were just like super hot. Girl, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, actually. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, the machine has, like, a smoking babe on it.
Yeah.
But it's not a specific TV show.
But did you think those were TV shows? Like, are you just like, this must just be some show with some hot lady on it?
Ooh, wait, no, I'm remembering now. It was a Britney Spears machine.
Yeah, I played that one. I lost so much money on it, and I also felt like a creep on it, because I was playing it, and then I look across, and there was some guy who literally looked like Paul Dano in half the movies he's in, where he's playing like a creep, and it's just like, I was like, yeah, I got to get off this machine. Please don't think I'm with this guy. Like, he's like, because it's also like a machine for preverts, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Best of both worlds.
Because it's like, and she's like half naked on the thing. I'm just, at a point, I was just like, yeah, I don't feel right being on the slot machine.
Yeah.
Then I went over and played.
Yeah.
Then I played Willy Wonka.
How's that one?
It's good. Because then you get, he goes, Charlie,
Would you like to play the slot machine, Charlie? Put your money in the machine, Charlie.
And then when you lose, you know what he says? Good day to you, sir!
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
I made that up.
Oh,
he doesn't yell at you on the way out. What if he just yelled at you on the way out, right? And then that Oompa Loompa whistle goes, boop, 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 right? Who's your favorite of the kids to go in the chocolate factory, Mary Houlihan?
I like the girl that chews gum because it's like not even such a bad quality.
Violet Beauregard?
Yeah.
Then, who do you like next?
I like the chocolate boy.
Charlie?
Augustus.
Augustus Gloop?
Yeah.
Okay. Then?
Then I like the rich girl.
That's Veruca Salt?
Yeah, I think she's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Then?
And Mike TV.
Mike TV. And then last, same as last on everyone's list, Charlie.
Mm.
Nobody likes Charlie, right? He's the worst,
boring.
The worst character in the chocolate factory, the whole chocolate factory.
He's a vessel for all the other characters to shine.
Yes. And he should have been thrown out also. With him and Uncle Joe or Grandpa Joe touching all the fizzy balloons.
What do you think happens to the kids when they take them away?
I think they just get ill for a while, and they're okay.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Like that kid, Augustus Gloop, probably barfed for a while from eating too much, drinking too much chocolate, right?
Been there.
Yeah, I've been there. I was been there 2 days ago. And then Violet Beauregard turns purple from chewing the gum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whoop-dee-doo. She's purple. Veruca Salt gets knocked around by the squirrels because she falls on the thing and the thing goes, murk, murk, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like a bad nut or whatever it says she is.
Mm-hmm.
So she falls, some squirrels scratch at her for a while. She gets out of that okay. Mike TV's the only one who's probably messed up. Because he got shrunk.
Can't come back from that.
No, he might be the only one who's literally doomed.
What do you think about the scene where Charlie's mom stirs laundry?
Where what?
Charlie's mom stirs laundry in a big pot of laundry.
I see that scene and I say, these poor people are having a hard time making ends meet. But then suddenly Charlie gets a golden ticket. Oh, suddenly Grandpa Joe's legs work. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly he's up and about, dancing all over the place. You know? I say to Uncle Joe, Grandpa Joe, your legs are working now. You get to go to the chocolate factory. Maybe we could put you in a Walmart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put you to work. See if they keep those legs working. Make him a greeter.
He's faking it. I bet all those grandparents can walk.
Probably, right? You just think it's like they're welfare cheats. You're getting a little too into You're a little too into your Trump thing.
Yeah.
What if they're in there and then Mary Houlihan in full Donald Trump makeup walks in, says, "I think you're all losers." No?
Yeah.
All right, Mary. I'm going to say goodnight to you because I'm going to end the show in a couple of minutes.
Cool.
You have a grand evening. Good night. And you come here real soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye. Best show. Best show.
Hey.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Roxy in Los Angeles.
Roxy in Los Angeles. How are you, Roxy?
I'm well. Also, I just want to say.
How's Danny?
There's an echo.
There is?
Yeah.
There's an echo right now?
Yeah.
Is it bad?
It'll do.
It'll do. What are you, Babe? Is this Babe all of a sudden? That'll do? Oh, Pat's coming in now. Oh, look at this.
Sorry.
I tell you, dude, I'm climbing out the window tonight, man. So what's going on, Roxy?
Not too much.
hanging out, watching some baseball. Thought I'd call in and say hello.
You there with your fiance?
You're the worst.
Look, you're the one.
I'm never going to be able to meet somebody if you keep doing this, because I keep meeting guys that listen to the best show. So stop.
Okay, fine. Then for your sake, we will call off the idea. You and Doug, what was his name? Doug?
David. Aww.
David. You and David went on a date paid for by the best show.
Yes.
And it did not turn into a love connection that will lead you down the aisle. Okay, fine. So we'll stop. This joke ends now. The idea of that. I don't want to impede your future prospect.
No, it's funny. I'm just giving you a hard time. I actually went on a date with a guy last week.
Yeah.
And he texted me and he was like, oh, I mentioned I went on a date with a woman that listens to the best show and she has a tattoo. And the guy like texted him back right away being like, oh, is it Roxy? I don't know this person.
So now you're known as the woman with the tattoo who listens to the best show.
Yeah. Who went on the dirty grandpa date, yeah.
Who went on the dirty grandpa date.
Right.
What do you think, Pat? No?
Me.
How's the echo now, Roxy?
It's still there.
Still there? Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
The studio is wrong. It's not the caller. Just saying.
Oh, this is like, it's like, I thought yesterday was the fireworks. Now it's going to be a new, whole new round of fireworks. Oh, here he, now he's, oh, the look on the face. Oh, no. I'm in trouble now. I'm in trouble because you callers. You couldn't just fix the echo on your end.
We're sorry.
So what's going on, Roxy? Anything?
No, not really. I was just calling to say hello. See how you're doing. How are you doing, Tom?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'll live. Yeah. What are you going to do?
All right.
It's a hard life. Maybe the next one will be easier.
I spent 4th of July with Mike Kroll. We went barbecue hopping.
That's nice. You and rock star Mike Kroll.
Yeah.
Barbecue
hopping. I actually met someone at a barbecue that knows you, and he's called into the best show before.
He says
hello.
What's his name? First name.
James Urbaniak.
Okay. Or his whole name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all. Well, James is a nice guy. I like James a lot. James has been.
He said nothing but great things.
Good.
About you.
And I would say the same to him. He's also on Difficult People, which starts next Tuesday on Hulu. All right, Roxy. You have a great night. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
No problem.
Bye. Best show.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Evan in Vancouver.
Evan in Vancouver. What's going on tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada?
That's right. Not too much. Just finishing up work.
What's that? So you just finished work?
Yes, sir.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I work in the film industry, and that's kind of why I'm calling.
Oh, the film industry. Well, aren't we fancy?
Yes, not very fancy at all. But
tell me about this film industry job you've got.
Well, I've been hearing around the water cooler, they've been talking about Deadpool 2 coming to film here. I don't know if you knew that Deadpool the first filmed here in Vancouver.
Oh, I did know that.
Yes, so there's talk about Deadpool 2, and that's why I phoned tonight.
Are you going to try to work on Deadpool 2?
Well, there's potential that I could work on Deadpool 2, but I was thinking if I did work on Deadpool, is there something, I was thinking maybe there's a Best Show Easter egg or something from you I could, you know, slip the writer a rewrite or Ryan Reynolds a note on your behalf, what would that be?
You can't just spring that on me. I don't know. Look, just go. Just put something in the background on the set. Put a Best Show sticker or something.
Maybe release a rodent in the corner or something.
Yeah. Or a rodent in the corner. Any of them.
Sure.
All right.
Bye. All right. Okay, thanks.
You have a great night. Thanks. Final call. Best Show.
How's it going, Tom?
It's going great. Who's this?
My name is Fred. I'm from Honolulu.
Oh, this guy. This guy, this Fred. I can't escape it. I'm going to say this right now. For people who don't know, there's regular callers to this show. It's these people who call on and off. There's your Avalanche Bobs or your Roxies from Los Angeles. And then you got guys that are a little more, and I say guys, it's generally always guys. It's that take the show way too personally, way too intense with it. They eventually feel like there's some sort of, they're listening to the show and somehow they're filling in the blanks that I'm arguing with them or whatever. I'm speaking to them through their headphones. And this guy, while he's not one of those people, but he's definitely, he's taking the spirit of things way too seriously. And combined with his own personal shortcomings and defects.
I'm not the one tweeting at 2 in the morning, calling me a traitor.
I like how at 2 in the morning, somehow the idea that I can't sleep because of the stress of this show and the messes that the callers make of my actual life, that somehow I'm the villain because I'm still awake at 2 in the morning. Sorry, what am I supposed to be punching the clock, bro? What are you, my life coach? Are you Tony Robbins? You're structuring my existence? So yeah, picture Honolulu, Hawaii, paradise on earth. A young, wealthy lad.
Wealthy.
Named Fred, listening to this show in his Magnum PI style mansion. Looking out at the water. He and his family invented sex wax. So he sells money to the tourists, or as he calls them, howlies.
I'm on Magnum's black friend flying the helicopter, if anything. I'm not.
So he's on the island, and someone tells him, Frederick, you should listen to this comedy program. I think you'd like it. And he puts it on. He's blasting it through his mansion. His Honolulu mansion. And then as Sir Bob Geldof said, and I don't like Mondays. The silicon chip inside Fred's head got switched to overload. A fuse blew. He becomes obsessed with the show. To where he moves to New York City to be close to it. And then when I don't give him what he wants, which is, what was I supposed to do, become you? Were we supposed to become the same person? Some weird mind meld? Is that what you were looking for? When he realized that that wasn't going to happen, he did
Why am I becoming the new Wally? I don't like it.
He did what these wackos always do, is he lashed out at the show. And he lashed out first by taking one of my best friends, Chris Gethard, and hitching his wagon to Chris, and in the process, down-talking me and bad-mouthing me to Chris at every turn, while simultaneously double-crossing Chris and bad-mouthing and down-talking him to anyone who has a working pair of ears. And then when Chris's show dried up for when it was between seasons, he promptly comes back here hat in hand with 101 Chris Gethard stories that he'll just tell any detail about anything, to whether asked or not for it. Then Chris, God knows why, calls him back up to work on the next season of his show. Fred promptly turns on me again and then becomes Chris's
sandwich boy,
Chris's right hand man, and is Luca Brasi. To stick with the Godfather talk, he's the enforcer.
Mm-hmm. I get strangled.
But now he's looking out. Now he's looking, as guys like Fred do, they're always looking up the ladder, always up the ladder. So he works with Colin Quinn, promptly runs him down. Now, God have mercy on Joe Firestone, because Fred's got you marked down next. Fred's gonna be all over you, Tom Sharpling's not really a nice guy. He says he's not. Like, he acts mean on the air, but then he tries to make everyone think he's nice off the air. He's really not nice in real life. He's so much closer to how he is on the air than in real life. Yeah, Chris, I don't know about Chris. He just, you know, I don't know. His thing, look, he plays to the weirdos, but beyond that, I don't think it's got legs beyond that. Not like you, Joe. Not like your thing. Your thing works. You're gonna make it. And so what do you like on it? You like what? Honey mustard on that? Or what do you want on that? Oh, not huh? Oh, just regular, like deli mustard. Okay. Fred?
Yeah.
Goodbye. That's it. It's a one-sided call. You suck on that for a week. Best show. Best show.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Who's this?
This is Kyle Francois. Maybe I shouldn't say my last name.
That's all right. Is there echo? Can you hear echo, buddy?
I have a little, I got some reverb. I shut off my radio.
Okay.
My boombox.
Yeah, we're just sorting some tech stuff out on this end.
Sure.
Does it sound okay, though? You can understand. Can you hear me and understand me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. That's all we want. What can I do for you, bro?
Well, not much. You know, I have a friend, and I will say he's a friend. He was telling me he was going to call in and talk about your Jonathan Richman impression.
Yeah?
And the only reason why I bring it up is because on the 4th of July last year, I played some Jonathan Richman during our amateur pyrotechnic show. And it turns out my friend didn't call. And I want to say that it was fine. And also, where's the dedication?
Where's whose dedication?
My friend from Iowa City, who was complaining about his cable provider is...
Okay, provider. I see what this is. Some dimwit on Twitter was giving me grief, saying, like, don't know what to tell you, Brian. Jonathan Richman impression sucked. First of all, I did it off the top of my head. Secondly, I go look at his Twitter thing. It's him fighting with some internet company for 85 tweets, and then one tweet is aimed at me. It's like...
That's right.
That sounds like something you got to go look in the mirror. Tell your friend, God bless.
Can I tell a 4th of July party?
God bless. You and your friend, God bless. Nothing but the best to all of you. Nothing but the best. Best show. We'll be back next week. Big show next week. Get ready. Thanks for listening. Here's something from White Reaper, from their amazing album, White Reaper Does It Again on Polyvinyl. This is Make Me Wanna Die. Best show back next week.